It's time for the Johnson Brock Eagle Coach, a show we visit with Coach Mitch Engelken as Johnson Brock gets ready to begin the season Friday night at home. Coach, it's been two or three weeks here now of preparation, and as far as fall camp, I'm sure it's been going on all summer, this and that. Tell us how things are going for the Eagles as we get ready for game number one Friday night.
Going good. You know, it's been one of our really competitive off seasons this year. I know I was telling somebody else that, but when you have 38 kids out for football, I mean, and you got a lot of returning guys and some that got a lot of experience last year due to injury, unfortunately. But when you got that many kids and they're working hard and pushing each other, you know, it's really competitive. And so we've had a really good off season and then preseason going into week one this week. And I'm really excited about the competition that we've been bringing and pushing each other this year so far.
38, that's fantastic. I can find a lot of 11-man teams playing C1, C2. They don't have 38 kids out.
Yeah, no doubt. No, back when I was in high school, the most we ever had was 32. And at Baileyville, that was literally every kid. Mm-hmm. You know, and since I've been a head coach and assistant, I've never had more than 20. And now we're here near double that, you know. So it is a great thing. Anytime you can have really good numbers, especially on an 8-man team, then you give yourself that much more depth. And like I said, the competition has been a great thing with it. And so hopefully we can stay healthy this year and really put that depth and competition to use.
Yeah. Johnson Brock, I mean, you guys have been turning out athletes up there for a long time. But, I mean, recently it's been a super run. Kids going through, hopefully that's continuing. I know there's some real talent there. But overall, you got a lot of graduated talent to replace going into the season.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt. We lost 6 seniors last year. But good news, like I said, a little bit, I've already touched on it a little bit. But we got 6 seniors this year and tons of guys with varsity experience last year. Unfortunately, like I said, some of that was due to injuries that we sustained during the season last year. So some guys got more experience than probably would have hoped for as a coach-wise. But definitely was really good. You know, and obviously not that good for your seniors when they've got young guys, you know, next to them. They want the other guys, the upperclassmen and varsity experienced guys with them. But when we had kids go down and kids stepped up and filled in. And like I said, that experience was very valuable going into this year. And we got a lot of athletes. You know, it's something we've not really had a ton of size, but we've got kids that obviously are great basketball players and athletes, and most of them fit that mold. You know, our 6-foot, 160-pound type kids, we got so many of them that are athletic. And like I said, the competition has been great, and the experience from last year has been a really good thing. And I love having the athletes and having the numbers. It's been great getting into this year and pushing each other and competing.
We'll come back. We'll visit more with the coach. We'll talk about Friday night's matchup after this timeout.